This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They thank David Booth, which makes sense. He just gave you $300 million. The stadium is named after him. Like, it made sense to me. Right when the games start, give a warm Jayhawk welcome to David Booth. Place goes crazy. You'd have thought Taylor Swift showed up. They went crazy for David Booth. And I was like, I clapped a little bit. I ain't going to hate it. I did clap a little bit. Like, oh, okay, man, cool, man. That's cool. The first dead ball in the first quarter. Guess who they thanked again? He came back. Rob, I'm not joking. David Booth then walked back out there in the first quarter, and then they thanked him again. I was like, hey, didn't we just do this? I was kind of confused. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, I know I'm not tripping. Wasn't he just out there? And then he waved. I was like, okay, all right. I mean, I get it. You know, hey, you donate $300 million. I mean, you know, you can get two introductions. I'm not joking. This is not an exaggeration. They then thanked him he got thanked on the field three times in the first quarter of the game. Three times. I'd never seen anything like that before. I've never, ever in my life ever seen one person get honored as many times at the game as they did David Booth. I mean, I get it. You got a lot of standing ovations to go for $300 million. A lot of them. At this point, just let them do all of the things. Let them flip the coin. Let him do the honorary ball toss at the basketball games. I don't know what other things you can have him do, but for $300 million, I mean, you get to be thanked as many times as you want to if you make that kind of donation to a school. I've never, ever seen one person go on the field and be honored three separate times in a 10-minute span the way that I saw at Kansas this weekend.
I mean, it was legitimately a lot. There was a lot of it. I was at the game with my wife.
They gave him a whole montage. They gave him a montage.
You had better seats than me because you were working on some stuff on the field. I'm pretty sure Lance Leipold handed him the first touchdown ball. I'm not even kidding.
He paid for it.
I'm pretty sure maybe it was like the kickoff. He handed him a football at one point because he's walking off the field holding a football over his head. And my wife leans over to me after the third one. The first one, they honored him with the video. Second one, they honored him again. Third one, they technically honored everyone that gave money, including the DeBruce family. A lot of people got honored, and they said his name last. He got a big roar again. She was like, are we just going to do this for every commercial break for the rest of the season? Just keep honoring David Booth. And which I told her, if you give $300 million, you get honored 300 million times. 100%. That's going to be how it works. I haven't been to an Oklahoma State game in a long time, but for a while there, it was a coronation of T-Boone in games I went to. Hey, T-Boone's in the box. Let's just flash on T-Boone, because that's what happens when billionaires start throwing their money around.
Let me ask you this, and we'll move on from this. Again, we're just joking, KU fans. I know you guys get all uptight about this. I get it. You give $300 million, you can basically make the rules. Let's say that David Booth thought that they needed a new bat.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Basketball coach, what would happen at KU? Like tomorrow, if he's like, I don't know if this Bill thing's working. What do you think KU would say? Because
I think they would say no.
Because like on one side, that's Bill Self.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, this is the guy that just donated $300 million. He's done a lot for the university. What do they do in that scenario?
I think they tell David Booth, here's your money back.
You think they're giving them no chance they're giving the money back?
You know what they're going to say? Bill Self stays and the $300 million stays in our pockets. I'm sorry it's not moving to 307.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't know how you handle that situation. Like, how do you pick? I mean, Bill's the only person I don't think David could just instantly get rid of. Anybody else can get rid of.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow, if he's like, I don't know. You know what? I think we need a new football coach. KU would have a new football coach by Friday night's game against Wagner if they needed to. If they needed a new AD, they would go get one. Bill's the only one that could stand up to him. That's how you know you really done something. If you can stand up to the guy that has donated $300 million, that's how you know you made it. When is he going to pay for the statue outside? Because we know that donation's coming. I don't know who's going to pay for the – maybe the DeBruce family's going to – somebody's going to pay for the Bill Self statue.
Maybe KU's hoping for a bidding war because it could be in the DeBruce Center or it could be in the Booth Hall of Athletics.
I think it might be a hologram.
And just keep the – just get a bidding war. Hey, the DeBruce are at this number. Hey, Booth's at this number. Like, you know, one of those, you know, events where they hold up the paddles. That's what's probably going to happen.
I actually have one more KU thing. I have a lot of KU football thoughts after watching them. Am I crazy in thinking that KU is I don't think they're winning the Big 12. But we all know that it is a coach and quarterback sport. I think Lance Leipold is really good. I think he is a very, very good coach. I also think they have an experienced, healthy quarterback for the first time in maybe 2 years. Now, maybe this is just me being caught up in the moment of being there. But the last KU home football game I attended, they played Illinois. It was early in the season, kind of like this one. I think it was like early September. And Jalen Daniels was fantastic in that game. He really was. He was fantastic. And I felt like I was watching an NFL quarterback. I really did. I got that same feeling on Saturday when I was watching him. He was 18 of 20, very smart with the football. He wasn't hesitant to take off and run and use his versatility and be the dual threat kind of quarterback. I know it sounds very Captain Obvious, but I don't know if there was a team last year in the Big 12 that their success was more dependent on how their quarterback played last year than KU. Those early season games that were coin flip games, they weren't really coin flip games. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to win. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to beat Illinois. Your quarterback didn't give you a chance to beat UNLV. Just made a lot of mistakes early on in the season and bad negative football plays that just as a team, you're not talented enough to overcome those mistakes. If he's not going to be that kind of negative this year, and he's going to be a guy that plays smart football, protects the ball, and also can take off and run a little bit, and you're going to be a team that's well coached and you've got more explosiveness than you've had, why can't KU be a dangerous team? Maybe not a college football playoff team, maybe not a team that can win the Big 12. They certainly can do what they did last year and play spoiler and be a team that wins eight games, and they're the reason why K-State doesn't make the college football playoff. They're the reason that Arizona State doesn't make it, or BYU or one of those teams. I came away more than anything just impressed with how easy it looked for KU on Saturday and how good Jalen Daniels looked.
Listen, I do not think KU is a Big 12 title threat. I don't think their roster is as talented as last year's. I think they are probably somewhere between a 7-9 win team this year. But I know that because of the college football playoff, we sneeze at people who don't make the college football playoff, all these things. A 9-win Kansas team is a huge accomplishment. It's a huge deal. And if they have that quarterback the way he played on Saturday and they have that coach, it is absolutely something you could dream a little bit. I still think they probably lose to maybe both, but at least one of Kansas State and Missouri. I think those teams are just more talented than them. I think Utah is probably more talented than them. And just football happens. You go lose it. College football, you lose a road game all the time. It's just, it's a thing that goes down. I get it. Nature of the beast. But if Jalen Daniels is going to look like 2023 Jalen Daniels again, which at least against Fresno State in one game he did, there's no reason they can't be a 9-3 team that gets to go play in the Pop-Tart Bowl. And I know people are like, well, who cares at the Pop-Tart Bowl? 9-3 in the Pop-Tart Bowl for Kansas, KU, it's a huge step into hopefully one day think you can acquire the talent to be an Iowa State type again. It did feel more like an 8-win team than a 6-win team watching them on Saturday.
I mean, I think the Missouri game, that really feels like the swing game for Kansas this season. Like, I'm with you. I think Missouri is more talented than KU. But for a team in Missouri that just doesn't know who their starting quarterback is and has a major question mark going into it, the fact that KU doesn't have that question mark, and maybe Kansas has a better, certainly in-game coach. I think that's very debatable on who has the better coach on Saturday. I think that Drinkwitz has just shown an ability to recruit that it's just easier to recruit to Missouri. There's just advantages that Missouri has that KU doesn't have. So there's no question to me in terms of work in the recruiting trail, ability to get talent. Missouri is far superior than that. But on Saturday, once you throw them out there, I mean, it's not crazy to think if you're KU, to me, that's the game that will tell us if you really got a chance of competing in the Big 12 at a high level. Because if you can win this year at Missouri, there's no game on your schedule you can't win. If you can go on the road and beat Missouri, you can beat Kansas State at home this season. You can beat Iowa State this year. You can beat Utah this year. A lot of those teams, I think, is in the same tier, in the same range of kind of team that Missouri is. We'll obviously see how the season plays itself out for KU, but I was very, very impressed with how KU plays. They got a gimme game this week, and then we'll see how they look coming up next Saturday against Missouri.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.